This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Led Zeppelin with Immigrant Song right here on BFM 89.9. You're tuned into the Morning Run. I'm Tan Chung Han. With me, Joyce Goh and Sharad Kutan. Not immigrants, although one of us, I'll let you guess who, claims that he's an expat. Go figure. Right. Anyways, speaking of... Yeah, Sharad, why you look at me like
staring
that?
Staring daggers at you. Okay, it's a joke. You took it out of context.
Oh, sure you did. All right, speaking of Immigrant Song, let's talk about the comments made over the weekend, I believe, by Human Resource Minister M. Kulasekaran. His announcements on a local... on an interview with a local media outlet that local cooks should be for restaurants only, right? And that was the initial announcements. There was a lot of backlash, not just from industry players in the F&B sector, but also from just Malaysians at large, at least as evident on social media. But it appears that he has backtracked somewhat.
Yes, he has. And he said it's merely a suggestion. Though I must, you know, when it was first announced, it did sound like a definite policy initiative and, you know, with a date and so on and so forth. So the backpedaling, I think, is slightly problematic, at least from the perspective of communications by the minister. And also, I think for the critics, noting a lack of clarity as to the objective. Was this about an employment issue? Was this about health? Was this about the preservation of colony culture and so on and so forth? All these things seem to be in the mix and also seem to be a cut and paste of a 2014 Penang State Government initiative.
Do you think this came about because of what happened at the Banana Leaf restaurant, that the video that went viral, and you can see the workers there, you know, just washing dishes on the side of the road?
Well, I think this one pertains specifically to cooks. And like Sharad pointed out, you know, this is a cut and paste from the 2014 move in Penang. Well, as the token Penangite here in the room right now, Joyce, have you noticed a substantial rise in the food quality at hawker stalls in Penang since 2014?
No, I mean, for me, every time I go back to Penang, the food is always good. So it's very hard to ask me. I'm biased.
Oh. So it doesn't matter.
She's deprived in Kuala Lumpur. This is
the Penangite thinking, right? Yeah. But I go to I have my favorite joints. And the cooks there are still, I like Bangkok Lane Mee Goreng. I go there and have my Mee Goreng there. And the cook is still the same. He's still there.
Say Goreng one more time.
Goreng.
Goreng.
Goreng. Yeah. Goreng. Oh, okay. Because, you know, when that cook passes, and all cooks do pass away, into, you know, turn into froth at the seashore. The question really is, you know, who's going to take over? And for me, culinary skills are a skill that are infinitely transferable across nationalities. I don't really think that, at least on the question of preservation of culinary culture, though I do take to heart some of the concerns about a transitory population, the one that's not going to be staying for long, that has these skills, and then these are lost when they leave the country. So on. And that was one of the reasons given in the extended discussion that came following the 2014 Penang move.
Yeah, do you know there's a story that came out in The Star on Saturday that says that almost all foreign workers in a study carry food poisoning, kind of like microbes?
Right, yeah. So this follows that other announcement by the ministry, right? And so this particular study is done by a team of researchers from University of Malaya, led by Associate Professor Dr. Siti Norshina Muhammad Zain. And, you know, the headline, at least as framed by The Star, does have at initial glance, a rather xenophobic tone to it.
Yeah, okay. So, but if it's evidence-based, then you just have to deal with the evidence. And, of course, there are populations around the world that are exposed to different types of microbes and different things. Hepatitis perhaps more rampant in certain countries than others. And, you know, we know hepatitis spread not just through, you know, handling, but depending on the type of hepatitis, it can also be passed from mother to child. So maybe there are populations that come with certain you know, endowed with certain, you know, microbes or whatever it is. The issue really is management. And, you know, this has got to do with how we deal with hygiene across the board, whether Malaysian or foreign. Mm. It's really not your passport that matters. It's the management of hygiene for workers in restaurants. I mean, if that was the objective, then you don't need to have one that's targeted specifically at cooks.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Cooks in local eateries making local cuisine.
Right.
So again, a lack of clarity about the objectives of this policy, I think.
But, and it's also a case of how we view and treat these immigrant workers as well, right? You know, because very often they're just, you know, given these tasks and subjected to very lowly living conditions, and perhaps the maintenance of hygiene levels are not as high as it should be, right? And I'm not saying this to justify. I'm saying, you know, this conversation could be broadened out as well. It's not just the restaurant management, but also the welfare of these immigrant workers in their day-to-day lives.
That's true. And also, can you find local cooks, you know, local people who want to do the job or who can do the job? Whether or not local people can actually do the job, or, you know, it's a job that they don't want to do.
And that's not saying that local workers are free from food poisoning microbes
Well.
All right, we're coming up to the 7 a.m. news bulletin. But first things first, here's Counting Crows with a rather timely message, Colorblind, right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.